A recent video going viral shows Israel's finance minister saying that the Jewish state must extend into Jordan, Lebanon, Egypt, Syria, Iraq, and Saudi Arabia. But he's been saying this for over a year.
Look, the Jordanians, for starters, did not like the statement, but even less the setting of the stage, with Smotrich giving the statement gave the address with on the podium was a map of Greater Israel that includes parts of modern day Jordan, and that's what got Amman to blast the statement. They said that Smotrich's actions constituted an act of reckless incitement as well as a violation of international norms and the peace agreement between Israel and Jordan. The deputy speaker of Jordanian parliament took it a step further, calling on the Jordanian military to, quote, take up arms, and saying that all options should be on the table for Jordan given the extremist statements.
Some Israeli soldiers wear the Greater Israel patch on their uniforms. Many Israelis believe it is prophesied by God, and the radical American prophecy Christians agree.
But what I'm saying is I believe eventually our borders will extend from Lebanon to the Great Desert, which is Saudi Arabia, and then from the Mediterranean to the Euphrates. And who's on the other side of the Euphrates? The Kurds. And the Kurds are our friends. So we have the Mediterranean behind us, the Kurds in front of us, Lebanon, which really needs the umbrella of protection of Israel. And then we're going to take, I believe we're going to take Mecca, Medina, and Mount Sinai and purify those places.
You know, it's going to happen.
Ukrainian President Zelensky has said that he wants his country to become a big Israel. And while young Ukrainians are sacrificed for the U.S. State Department war with Russia, Jewish settlers from Israel are setting up homes in their place. We are told that Israel is defending themselves from Hamas, but a leaked telegram from Israel states that Hamas served as a useful countergroup against the PLO. In 2019, Benjamin Netanyahu said, "Anyone who wants to thwart the establishment of a Palestinian state has to support bolstering Hamas and transferring money to Hamas." The CIA, MI6, Mossad, and their intelligence counterparts have a long history of fostering terrorist groups and using them as the boogeyman to sell nonstop illegal wars in the Middle East. And do not forget that after 9/11, the United States Department of Defense planned on invading seven countries.
I went downstairs just to say hello to some of the people on the joint staff who had used to work for me. And one of the generals called me and he said, "Sir, you got to come in. You got to come in and talk to me a second." I said, "Well, you're too busy." He said, No. He says, "We've made the decision. We're going to war with Iraq." This was on or about the 20th of September. I said, "We're going to war with Iraq. Why?" He said, "I don't know." So I came back to see him a few weeks later. And by that time, we were bombing in Afghanistan. I said, "Are we still going to war with Iraq?" And he said, "Oh, it's worse than that." He said, "I just got this down from upstairs," meaning the Secretary of Defense's office, today. And he said, "This is a memo that describes how we're going to take out seven countries in 5 years, starting with Iraq and then Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and finishing off Iran."
Israel and the United States continue to bomb Lebanon, murdering countless civilians, shooting young children in the head, and pushing closer to a war with Iran, a war that will inevitably pull Russia into the conflict. Why this is all happening is not entirely clear, but the late naval intelligence whistleblower, William Cooper, believed that he knew the answer.
Israel was created as the instrument to bring about the Battle of Armageddon and the fulfillment of prophecy, a war that would be so terrible, where nuclear weapons will be used, so that the American citizens and the other people in the world will get down on their knees and beg for no more war. And what is the answer to that? They're going to be told the only way we can guarantee no more war is if we destroy the sovereignty of nations and we come together as one humanity in a one world government.
Right.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.